And if you serve steak, and the steak wasn't very tender, you might have to put out some
steak knives.
Okay. And, okay, you say after she washes the dishes, then she what? Then
rinses.
Okay. And what do you call the cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes?
You mean wash and dish rag?
Yeah, okay. And what about drying dishes?
Then would be your drying towels.
Okay. And the cloth or rag that you wash your face with?
That's your wash rag.
Okay. And after you bathe, you dry yourself off with a...
with your bath towel.
Okay. And you go over to the sink and you turn on the
water.
Yeah, with turning
the faucet.
Okay. If you have a hose in the backyard, you would connect the hose to the water
faucet.
Okay. Okay. What about the container? If you worked in the field, maybe, and they brought out some water, they might put it in the container, you know. And can you think of the container that they'd bring water out?
Would it be you mean that you drink the dipper?
No, I'm thinking of some sort of large container that they used to carry water in.
Well, it would either have to be a bucket or a pail or...
Okay. And you might say, it was so cold last night, there are water pipes...
bursting.
Huh?
Would they burst?
Okay.
Froze.
Okay. And people used to buy flour in a, what?
Sack.
Okay. And the large thing that the flour would come in.
You mean the flour sack?
No,
or
I'm talking about large wooden...
a bin?
I'm thinking of barrel.
A what?
Barrel.
Oh, barrel. You mean a flour barrel.
Okay. What did you call the things that went around the barrel?
Staves.
Okay, is there another name for that?
Well,
it starts with an H.
They went around the barrel. Oops.
Okay. And if you bought, say, 5 pounds of lard or 10 pounds of lard, what might it come in?
Well, it would be a container, a box, I guess. We buy it in boxes now. And then we buy it in the little... What do you call it? It would be a can or...
I think the word stand.
A what?
Stand.
Stand?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a stand of lard?
No, but that's just a big tin bucket-like, isn't it? Or is it?
What was it used for?
You mean the lard or the...
No, the...
carrier?
Yeah, the...
I don't really
know. The word stand. Does that sound familiar at all?
No, I can't think of that. A stand of lard?
Yeah. I guess, okay, you didn't use that.
That's way back, 800 years before I come.
Okay, if you were going to pour water into a very narrow-mouthed container, to keep it from spilling, you might use a...
funnel.
Okay. And if you were going to want to urge your horses to go faster, you might hit them with a
whip.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And